First half was really open. It was end to end. I suppose it must have been good to watch because I think both teams were going at it, trying to get the goals. And from your point of view, we scored two cracking goals, but we also conceded two goals that we should probably do better with. But you always look at goals and say you should have done better. But for one of the goals, it's a clear foul on Mallory as well in the middle of the park. The referee's in a great position and he doesn't get a free kick. And he's only 10 yards away. He's got to see that. It's a clear free kick. He doesn't catch a ball. He actually catches him with both feet. So it's a really poor decision for the referee. But even after that, we've got to defend it better as well. So frustrating for us. But on a positive, we created far more chances than we have recently. We scored two really good goals. Young Aidan Keane has not played a lot of football. But what an impression that was. What a start. Came in and hit the ground running with two excellent goals.
My first thought was, do you have him tied up firmly? Craig Levein might be having a wee look at
the... No, he's been out injured.
Yeah.
He's just back. He's not done a lot of training. So he's just getting up to match speed. But you can see the quality that he brings. And I think it gives everyone a lift, the fans, the players, just everybody at the club, and somebody comes in and makes an impact like that.
Yeah. I mean, the second goal was a worldie, but the first one is a very good finish as well, isn't it?
The first one, it was a great touch. He takes it forward, then he cuts in inside, and it's a really composed finish. And he was actually unlucky to score a couple first half. He should maybe have one or two more. But we were attacking really well, even second half. I just felt we were in some great positions. We've got to take advantage on the counter-attack, because obviously Inverness were quite direct towards the end when they had a lot of the big guys on up front. And it'll be look dangerous on the counter attack, and we've got to make the most of the opportunities. We've got to kill teams off just with that final pass.
Aidan Connolly hit the crossbar. Robbie Muirhead plays one over the top.
I know, and there was a great ball in at the end as well that we could probably get in front of. I think Brad Mackay defended really well towards the end, and it was a great ball for Aidan Connolly right the last couple of minutes. So no, there was a lot of good attack in play. So that's a positive for us. Created more chances. And we're frustrated, same as Robbo as well, that you just want to get the 3 points because it makes a massive difference in this league.
Made 5 changes tonight. I mean, after going 2-1 up, it must have looked like a bit of a masterstroke.
A lot of them were enforced as well. We've got a couple of injuries, Tom Beadley and James Vincent, guys like that. So there was a couple of injuries. But it's an opportunity. We've got a big squad, gives some of the boys game time. And I think they've took their chance really well.
Thanks, Aaron. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.